That's how we get born again. This is going to be maybe just an introduction to knowing the will of God concerning healing. We put a title to this series. It's going to be God's Will to Heal. God's Will to Heal. In Luke 5:12, and if you're not here this morning, you don't have a Bible, we got Bibles in front of you at the pew. Take it. I learned to start putting, you need a few, two or three or four Bibles. You need one you can put some notes in. Write some notes in, some good old notes. And then you have some you might just want to read from. But God speaks to you when you're reading. Make some notes. Amen. In Luke 5:12, it says, "And it came to pass." We could sit here and we could sit in that for a while. Whatever's came to you that's not the will of God can pass. And it came to pass. Whatever you're going through, if you get in the will of God, the Word of God, it will pass. Make it pass. Amen. It says, "And it came to Jesus, and it came to pass, when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean." Here is a man who Dr. Luke said was full of leprosy. Others just say he had leprosy. But remember, Luke was a physician, a doctor. So he gives us more detail. Now, each one of us, different occupations, you can give me a lot of detail on what you do, and I can give you a lot of detail on what I do. Luke was giving us more detail here. Even today, there are situations that men say, Terry, and you're familiar with this, that men say are incurable. Men say. Not only could man not help this individual that had leprosy, so it was considered a death sentence, leprosy. But it also was a sentence of being ostracized, being cast out and not able to have any fellowship with his family or friends. It was a living death in many ways, and his case was so far advanced, he was full of this leprosy, and it was terrible to even look at. You probably call it the walking dead, about what it looked like, leprosy. I've never seen it, but you could probably pull up pictures and see. It's terrible. However, the Word tells us he found somebody. He found Jesus. Don't you know he was already heading in the right direction? He was heading in the right direction. God had a plan to put Jesus across his path. If he found Jesus, because he said something to the master, what did he say? He said, "If you will, you can make me clean. If you will." There are millions of people who believe in God and are right there with some form of physical problem in their body. And we could talk about different denominations, but we're not to. But if you heard them praying, they might sound identical to what this man right here says. "Oh God, I know you can heal me. You can heal me." But then what do they add? "If you will." If is a word we need to get out of our vocabulary when we're talking to God, right? Get rid of the ifs, ands, or buts. That would be a good one right there. Get rid of those. So what did Jesus say? What did he do when this man full of leprosy said, "Lord, I know you can heal me if you would, if it was your will"? Verse 13, "He put forth his hand and he touched him." Say touched. "He put forth his hand and touched him." The man does not look like anything you want to touch. His skin is broken. It's oozing. He looks awful. He probably smells bad. But Jesus reached out his hand in response to this man and saying, "Lord, I know you can make me clean of this terrible stuff. If you would, Jesus reached out his hand on that oozing flesh and says, I will be clean. There wasn't a question to Jesus. His will is to heal, period. He is the healer. What does the healer have? Healing in his wings. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you smell like. See, because you're at dis-ease, and Jesus came to heal those that were diseased with anything. Jesus said, I will be clean. What happened? It says, and immediately, say immediately, this leprosy left. Immediately. See, there's the key right there. Lord, if it be thy will, or Lord, it is your will. See, you've got to determine. Jesus made a point here. No, it's not about if I will. It's about can you believe I am your healer? See, we got that's the tenacity we got to have. Lord, I'm going to the doctor. If it be your will, No. He is the healer. He is the healer. We go to Dr. Jesus before we go to the doctor, Luke. See, Dr. Luke's good. He's a disciple. But Jesus is the great physician. Luke always kept his great physicians before his diagnosis. Amen? See, we got to know what God says before we go to the doctor. And then no matter what the doctor says, what does God say? What did Jesus say? Be whole. Be whole. And we got to settle that. That's got to be our foundation. This is just an introduction to healing. These are some things we got to put under. No, Lord, it's not if it be thy will. It is your will. You are the healer, and you are the Lord. You change not. You change not. Do you believe this actually happened the way it says? I believe this word. That's got to be your next key. This has got to be what you base all your truth on. This is truth. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit, and they're truth, full of truth. Amen. It's no fairy tale. This is not just a fairy tale. And this is the Word of God. Indestructible. Ever living. Ever present. What is the good news? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will be healed. I am. You will. You shall be. You are. In order for something to be Scripture, in order for something to be Scripture, what we must have to support is Scripture. It's got to line up with the Word of God from cover to cover. There's people out there who find fault with us who believe in this healing God and miracles today. But where's their Scripture? What are they basing that belief on? It can't be on what grandma said or what daddy said or what mama said. It's got to be on what Jesus said. And Jesus said, I only do what the Father. It's the Father in me, Jesus said, that does the works. God is a healing God. He's a healing Jesus. And that's where we got to have our foundation. This is where we go back to the Word of God. So where is their Scripture? And if they can't find it, then you need to show it to them. I'll take you. Come hang out with me a little bit. We'll find it. We'll get you straightened out. Because, see, there's where they're off. That's where we're missing that healing, that immediately, those suddenlies in our lives. Amen? Yet that's more commonly held and believed than what you and I believe. There's many millions of Christians who believe sometimes God will and sometimes He won't than who believe this. I never read that anywhere. I can't find it in my Bible. Sometimes He will, sometimes He won't. Can you show me? Can you point it out there to me? Now, let's say what Jesus says. I'm satisfied with what He said. I will be healed. Be clean. That's my final answer. Was it old talk show? Is that Jeopardy? No, that's my final answer. Jesus said, be healed. He is the healer. How can we ascertain the will of God? This is a big question to some people. Not just for healing, but for anything. What is the will of God in this situation? How can I find the will of God? There's many people who talk about it mysteriously. Oh, if we only knew the will of God, or if we could find the will of God, well, how are we going to find it? We're going to find it in the Word, just like Jesus found himself in that scriptures in Isaiah that day when he, as his custom was, he was in the synagogue. See, as your custom, make it a custom, go to church. This is not a synagogue, but this is the house of God. This represents his truth. This is where we minister and preach and teach about the Word of God. Amen. And Jesus was where Mama Mary had took him to the synagogue. And that day, they handed him the scroll, and as he read, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God doesn't just give you his Spirit just to give you his Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to preach the gospel, to bring sight to the blind, open up the ears, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee." That wasn't just all. When Jesus read that, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When Jesus read that, something on the inside of him, his Spirit, that is a sinless Spirit, it's God. See, the Word became flesh. But that day, the flesh heard the Word. His soul hooked up with what he just read in the Word and said, Jesus said today, not tomorrow, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And he sat down. And when he sat down, they all looked at him. Why was they looking at him? He was a believer. He believed what he just said. Somebody can tell. I can tell when you believe. You can discern when somebody believes. There'll be a heart response. And you can have a suddenly. You can have a miracle. Amen? Because out of the issue, out of your heart, your mouth's flowing what's in your heart. You want to know what somebody believes? Sit down at supper with them a couple times. Spend a little bit of time with them, and what you hear coming out of their mouth is coming out of their heart. That's where their faith is. That's where their believing is. That's what, out of the issues of the heart, is life. Out of it flows the issues of life. That's why Jesus, as you read the Gospels, you'll see he was a great teacher. Not only was he a preacher, but he taught. He would sit down teaching the people. See, teaching is explaining, preaching is proclaiming. I mean, after service, after that worship, we had a little bit of preaching. That was just exhortation. The Spirit of God was just, now it's time to teach. Sit down. And now, some people are not apt to, the teaching is kind of hard for them, hard for the flesh. They want to be moving and all that, and all that's good. We experience all that here, but there comes a time where Jesus sat down and taught them because they've been taught wrong. All this year, they heard the law for thousands of years. Now there's a new day. Grace and truth. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The answer for the mess that they were in. Anybody ever been in a mess or two or three? The Word can get you out. Amen? So how do we ascertain the will of God? By results or lack of results? No. Don't go on your experience, or don't go on somebody else's experience. Do you believe? People don't do that in other areas, though, but they do it specifically, traditionally, in slanted areas. People don't do that with salvation. In other words, Lord, if it's thy will, I'll be saved. No, you just believe. You believe the preacher, you believe what he's saying, and you act upon it, and you get born again. Now, can you see a born-again spirit? I can't see your born-again spirit, but God says he sees your heart. He knows what you need before you even ask it. See, he's looking at the heart. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins in your heart. That's how I got saved. I believe. Jesus said, if you believe and then you confess, believing in your heart what you just believed, confess it, and then you have it. I believe Jesus is my Savior. And when I said that, I believed before I said. So at that day, I was saved. I was born again. Now, people can't, I can't look there and see you're born again spirit. I can't look out here and see the wind blowing. I can't see the wind, but I see the effects of the wind. I see the trees swaying. I see the leaves falling. Believe me, I blew a lot of them yesterday, and they have fallen to the ground. I didn't see the wind, but I saw the effects because the leaves had fell. See, we can see the fruit. I can see the fruit in your life. I see healing is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So how do I know Jesus is your healer? I see your body healed. I see you not complaining about all these things. Because see, complainers never receive healing. Because you're believing about something you're not having. That's not faith. That's doubt and unbelief. So you got to get your believing right, and then your body will just do what your soul and spirit are agreeing. That's what we're teaching here, spirit, soul, and body. So say you got to get your heart. If your heart is fixed, David said, Lord, my heart is fixed. Oh, Lord, my heart is fixed. David was a man of war. A lot of enemies didn't like David. There was a lot of giants in David's life, a lot of Goliaths in his life. But he based everything he did. He said, my heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. He had a covenant. See, he had a covenant with God. His daddy taught him about God, taught him about Jehovah. Put it in his heart, put it in his ears. And then David, what did his dad do? He gave him a job. You watch over the sheep, son. You take care of our sheep. That's our family sheep. This is our business. It's our business. And David took it to heart. See, you want somebody in your business, you want your business to grow, find somebody that has a heart, a vision just like you do. And that business will grow, and it will be effortlessly. Because if you find people enjoying what they're doing instead of just coming there for a paycheck, what will you have? You'll have a church of the Lord Jesus Christ growing and thriving. See, I'm about Daddy's business. He's a good, good father. He's got a good business. But never look to man as your source of your business. Amen. God's your source, and he uses men and women to bless you, to bless you. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. My father's in the healing business. Amen? He's your father. He's your God, too. That's what he does. He does healing on any situation, any disease, nothing too big for God. But what we have to do is we have to have a vision. God's got to be so big on healing, so big in our finances. Whatever you need in your life, you've got to make that, you've got to make God bigger than that. And I like the example, if you ever looked out of a set of binoculars, you know, it takes little things and it makes them big. And you can zoom in, zoom out. A good deer hunter, somebody that's been in the woods hunting, they got a scope on that rifle. That deer can be 200 yards out and you can zoom it in. And you can focus on your target, and then you pull the trigger. Well, see, what we got to do is when we get a bad report, is we got to put it underneath the microscope. No. You got to turn it around. See, because a lot of people want to do that. As soon as they get the doctor's report, they get on and do a Google report and do a WikiLeaks report, whatever all is out there, and start doing all this researching on whatever's wrong with them. Well, all the time, there's something sitting right in here that's saying, I will. I will. I will. What is his will? Amen. See, what have you been reading? What have you been studying? Paul told Timothy, study. Study to show yourself healed. Go ahead and say healed. See, approved. I approve this message on healing right now. Amen. I put a stamp of approval on healing. It is God's will. See, that's where we got to start. That's the starting place. Lord, it is your will. I'm healed. I'm not going to be healed. I am healed. Are there people perishing without the Lord? Are there people going? There's people coming. There's people going. People living. Babies being born. There's people dying not knowing the Lord. That's what Jesus said. He says there's many going to hit that broad gate. He says there's going to be few that find that narrow gate. Why? Is it God's will that they hit the broad gate? The Bible said, how do we know that? Jesus said, the Father said, it's his will that none perish. That's God's will, that none perish, but all come into the knowledge of the truth. How do we come to the knowledge of the truth? How do I come to know and have a relationship with Lewis and Patsy? I spend time. I come fellowship. Fellowship takes more than one fella, right? It takes fella, couple. That means I got to spend some time with God. I got to spend time in His Word with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He is the teacher. He teaches and He takes and receives from Jesus and will show you and bring back to your remembrance everything that Jesus said. Everything. That means God, Jesus can say something to you that you haven't read yet, because the Holy Spirit is God. And once you get born again, He's in on the inside of you and me. Amen. We have everything I need. Terry, don't worry about that buzz. I think it's actually up here behind the... Yeah. I don't want Terry missing out on the Word. Amen, Terry. This is the most important thing. Forget about the sound. I mean, you do the recording. But you know what? That's what happened with Mary and Martha. Jesus was in the place, ministering. Mary. She was so concerned about having everything, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. What are we just doing? We're so concerned about, is our house clean? Is our carpet clean? We got everything because everybody's coming. They're going to see. But what's the most important thing about Thanksgiving? Being thankful. Hey, man, thanks be unto God who always blesses us bountifully. And we do everything. We want to do all that. But do not leave out the most important part. That's helping somebody. And if you're all frazzled because somebody forgot to put the right ornament on the tree or dropped the ornament, then our priorities are all messed up. We're not going to heal. See, Terry needs to hear this. We all need to hear this. And we get a copy of it. You can listen to it. Right, Terry? And his brother's going to listen to it. Jeff's, we're still believing that what the doctors can't do, Jesus has already done. And we're believing He's going to receive, Jeff's going to receive His total victory and come sing at this church about how much God is a healer. Lord, we're believing that by faith. And devil, you're defeated. You're not the last answer. Jesus is the final authority. So, Father, we just thank You that Jeff's going to receive that healing. He's going to receive that healing. He's going to be manifested, Lord, because it is Your will to heal every time. Every time. Right on time. Romans 12:2 says this. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your stinking thinking. That's going to be translations today. Be renewed in your mind. Why? So that you may prove. Help me. Prove means to test and find out. What are we going to find out? What is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God? There's a perfect will in every situation. Do we always hit it? No. We might hit the acceptable. We might miss that perfect, but we hit acceptable. Well, what if we missed acceptable? Oh, we still got good. There's three areas we can hit. 30, 60, 100 fold. What do you want to hit? If I've got 30 bucks, 60 bucks, or 100 in my wallet, what do you want? What do you want? 100, 60, 190. I got somebody who wants 190. Go on, man. I'm going to start the bidding up here. Go on, one. I'm not an auctioneer. See, that's the wisdom of God. Why just take 100? Take, if you're going to give you 30, 60, 100, take it all. Take it all. Amen. What is that good? How are we going to get to that good? We got to get the bad out. We got to get that bad thinking out of here. No, I haven't received. It's still there. It's still there. Nope. No, it ain't. See, you got to tell your body what God says. Now, that I still feel it. I don't care. I don't care what you feel. Jesus wasn't moved by feelings. He was moved by faith. He was moved by faith. By faith in what he believed. He believed God sent him to heal the brokenhearted. And he ran across a bunch of broken hearts. Yes, he did. But he sent healing. He had a healing word for them. He didn't give them a broken word. He gave them a healing word. our sympathy is not going to bring the miraculous. We got to go past the sympathy, and we got to go on to what Jesus sees. He sees them whole. Speak it, because what we actually do, if we look at what we see, we'll sympathize, because we don't want to give them that hope that they can see something different. And what we're actually doing is restricting the love that we have on the inside of us to that person. We need to let them make that choice to believe or not, but we need to give them the choice. Believe for the complete healing. We love you. We're going to pray for you, but you believe for that complete healing. Don't you give up on the complete, that hundredfold, the perfect will. I will be healed of your infirmities. Eyes be open. God made the kidneys. Can he not heal the kidneys? Amen. Jesus bore our griefs and our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. You want to know how you can receive, the best time to receive healing is when you're at peace. Be still and know that I am God. That means you're at rest and you're at peace. You can't, your mind, you got to cut it off. And you just got to say, Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. It is your will. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it until. Until, that's the end of it. Until. What is the will of God? Ephesians 5:17. Oh, wait a minute, I jumped too far. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You've got to put God's word to the test. You've got to put it to the test. He's not going to do it for you. Jesus gave us everything. Everything. It is finished. Now, you go and say the same things that I said is what Jesus is saying. You say it. And you tell others. Freely you have received, Jesus said. Freely you give. Even if you're not even operating in it fully in your life, you give them the word of hope. Because you'll see, if you can help somebody else along, God will take care of your stuff. And it's like you don't even have to pray about it. It'll just happen one day. It's just taken care of. Amen? Are we supposed to learn how to discern, prove, test, and find the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Who's supposed to find out what the will of God is? I am. You are. See, everybody has a free will, free choice. Everything's being presented and given you today. Now you've got to decide, how bad do you want it? How much do you want? It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you laying down your life. Jesus said, your life, that just means your psyche. Things that really you want to do, and go do what he needs you to do. And in the doing of that, you'll see he'll make your life work out so wonderfully. And you'll look back, and I can look back now and see some things, some choices that I made is far better than what I could have done with what God has done. I'm just talking about places of ministry he's brought me to. And I thank God. I mean, this is an awesome church. And you can look on the statements on the wall. We're not in debt, indebted to no man. We're able to bless people. Able to bless people. Amen. And that's a blessing. And that's what the vision has been here. That's what words have been spoken, that we don't have to be in debt. We can be blessed to be a blessing. And God's will for us is to be healed whole, well, and complete every day of our lives. But we've got to be hungry and thirsty for it. We've got to find out what his will is. You're going to have to make some changes in your thinking. We're going to have to make changes in our thinking every day. Our minds are going to have to be renewed to the Word of God. They're going to have to be reprogrammed. Take the old out and put the new in. And then we're going to have to refresh it, refrag it, defrag it. All these little computer terms, you might know it. In other words, we've got to keep God's Word in the forethoughts of our minds and hearts. And that'll keep things in our life working. That'll keep healing flowing in your body. You'll get to where when somebody's talking about flu season, you don't even hear it. You don't even pay no attention to it because it's not in my house. I don't have flu season. You keep the TV on for about 30 minutes on just regular broadcasts, and you're going to see about 15 to 20 minutes of advertisements, and most of them are going to be about pharmaceutical things that's going to help you. They'll help you with one thing, and then they'll hurt you with about six. A minimum about six. Now, they're being truthful. They're telling you. I don't know if they're telling you everything bad is going to happen, but they'll tell you one good and give you about six to eight bad. If you're reading the Bible, there was 12 spies that went out. Somebody help me. There was 12 spies that went out. 10 came back with a bad report. 2 came back with a good report. That's about what you're getting if you're just relying on man. If you're relying on man. Let's believe on God's report. There's giants in the land out there. But Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit. They had a spirit of faith. You're at Word of Faith Worship Center. You're going to leave this place better than you came in if you'll just open up your heart and hear not what so much I'm saying, but what God is saying through me to you. Because I've got a book. We could probably study in this thing for 2 years. I'm not even on the first or second page. I'm going to give you a little bit, but then I'm believing on God to give you the rest. Amen. And also give you the rest. Rest. Jesus is the rest. He is that Sabbath rest. So see, you got to get a hold of the promises of God and get on it like a dog with a bone. Don't you let loose of it. Whatever you need specifically in God. You don't have to have, let's say, just we're going to close right here on this point. You're dealing with something in your body. You don't, and this is what I've been taught. It's a good teaching. I'm not taking away from anything. You don't have to get 101 healing scriptures to get healed. Now, that's good if you've got 101 that you've been studying. There's probably a whole lot more than that, probably. But it only takes one word. It only takes Jesus is the Word. See, it doesn't matter. Jesus is the Word. The Word is what makes the difference. It's Jesus. Jesus is the healer. You might be strong in your finances, got a lot of healing scriptures. Doesn't matter. The Word is the difference. The Word is what's going to change it. Jesus is the Word. Not only is He is the living Word. He is the living Word. So take that just as a nugget. All God's Word are profitable for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for healing. All the Word is good for healing. See, that's where the devil wants to get us sometimes. He's like, well, you haven't heard no healing scripture on what you got. I don't have nothing, devil. It's yours. Come on, get a picture of that. See, he'll tell you what you got. You got to say, what are you talking about? I don't have sickness. That's yours. Come on, you got to tell him what Jesus said. Jesus don't have no sickness. Jesus took my sickness. Okay, he took it. Why do I want it? But Jesus took it to hell. That's where it belongs. He left it there. When he was there, he left all that sin, all that sickness, all those, that curse is in hell. Amen. Jesus is in heaven. He's my Redeemer. He's my healer. He's my Savior. And he lives forevermore. So why should we walk around sick, broke, poor, disgusted? No, we're going to walk around with a smile on our face. But I thought you just got a bad report. That's not the last report. That's not the last report. I remember three Hebrew boys got through in the fire. That wasn't the last report. Somebody showed up. He was in the fire, but help me. They got through in the fire. What happened is they were getting thrown into fire. The guys got, they didn't. Because they had this testimony. Oh, King. They had the testimony before they got put in the fire. Oh, King, whatever you decree, I'm sorry. We're going to serve God. We're going to pray. We're going to do it the way the Bible says to do it. We're going to open up our windows and we're going to pray. And they didn't burn. They didn't even smell like smoke because they believed in a God that would not let them be destroyed. Amen? Amen. That's a good place to shout right there. I'm believing. Let's pray.